Perhaps you're standing before a mountain, a situation, a problem, a Goliath, and you wonder, how are you going to make it? How are you going to gain the victory? David understood this as he stood before Goliath. But David chose not to operate out of the natural, but out of the supernatural, and he believed God by faith. The same God that gave David victory is the same God that can bring you victory as well.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 through 58 gives us the account of David's victory over Goliath. Now, in summary, David volunteered to fight Goliath. King Saul tried to get David to wear his own armor, but it was too large for David to use. David then picks up 5 stones from the brook and puts them in his bag. He then runs towards Goliath, puts the first stone in his sling, and slings it toward the giant Philistine. The stone hits Goliath in the forehead between the eyes, and he falls to the ground and he dies. David then takes Goliath's sword and cuts off his head. And that day, Israel prevailed over the Philistines, all because of a shepherd boy who believed God. So the question is, how was David able to prevail over Goliath? And what kind of faith did David have? Well, number one, David had this, faith for victory. See, David didn't trust in himself, but he put his trust in God to achieve the victory over Goliath. David knew that he needed the Lord. 1 Samuel 17 and 45. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled." David knew that his own strength was no match for Goliath. In the natural, Goliath could tear David to pieces. But David wasn't working out of the natural, because in the supernatural, David had the Lord's strength. Philippians 4 and 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In other words, I can do all things through the one who constantly infuses strength into me. I'm amazed at how many Christians think that they can defeat the devil in their own strength. They think that they can scare the devil by how loud they shout, or by how hard they stomp their feet, or by a motivational speaker who says that they're a part of kicking the devil. Do you know what this shows? It shows us the lack of spiritual understanding and immature thinking of many people these days. And the sad thing about it is that many fall for this thinking it's God when God is not anywhere near it. There was no way that David could defeat Goliath in the natural. Goliath would have destroyed David. My friend, this whole thing is spiritual. We must remember that. What was taking place in the natural was a result of what was taking place in the supernatural. David put his faith and trust in God. In fact, David said in verse 46, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." What is that? That is faith talking. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith says our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. Faith says God can. Faith says God will. Faith says God is able. Faith runs towards Goliath, not away from him. Faith doesn't quit on God. Perhaps, my friend, there's a Goliath in your life. Maybe there's something that you can't seem to get victory over. Goliath can be a sickness or losing your job. Goliath can be a fear of a financial difficulty. It could be a marital problem. Goliath can be a sin problem. Whatever it may be, there's one answer. Take it to Jesus. Commit yourself to him and believe God by faith.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.